Sunday Nation, these are the top business headlines. U.S. markets closed out the session at record highs as traders speculated tensions between the U.S. and Iran were easing. Markets are shifting their attention to a U.S.-China trade. Beijing confirmed it will sign a Phase 1 trade deal next week. And British lawmakers voted in favor of Prime Minister Boris Johnson's Brexit deal. Mr. Johnson is now set to take the UK out of the European Union at the end of the month. The bill also needs the approval of the House of Lords, but that isn't in question. And thousands turned out in France as a national strike entered its 36th day. Public sector workers are opposing President Emmanuel Macron's efforts to overhaul the pension system. At one demonstration in Western France, police fired tear gas at protesters. And the longtime CEO of International Airlines Group, Willie Walsh, will step down in March. Walsh became chief executive of British Airways in 2005, creating a multinational company through a string of mergers. He'll be replaced by the head of Iberia. And Prince Harry and Meghan Markle have acquired a trademark for their brand Sussex Royal. It covers hundreds of uses in the term in categories like clothing and charitable fundraising. The couple announced they would take a step back from royal duties and aimed to become financially independent. Those are the business headlines. I'm Zain Asher in New York.